It's the final day of the Republican convention and the time for our final conversation with Anton Hartman, who is in Minneapolis watching events unfold. You tell me you're recovering from a bit of a contact high in the big auditorium last night.
My expectations were very high for last night. The exciting lineup of speakers, Governor Romney, Governor Huckabee, Mayor Giuliani, and Governor Palin, and my expectations were vastly exceeded. I left the arena hoarse last night along with all of the 10 or 15,000 people that were there last night.
What kind of a sense are you getting of how the convention is playing to the people outside the arena?
I think that the convention is being received well across the country. I've talked to a lot of people back in Sonoma County and in California, as well as other people around the country. And people understand the strong conservative message that is being articulated, and people are understanding that Sarah Palin is a strong leader who's not afraid to stand up and hold government accountable and has strong executive experience and has had to make decisions that she was the one and only person accountable for.
I understand that there have been daily meetings, breakfast meetings of the California delegation. What can you tell us about those sessions?
It's been a good opportunity for the California delegation to get together in a united way with people from Redding to San Diego to have a chance to meet and hear from local California elected officials, former Governor Pete Wilson, Congressman David Dreyer, and many others, as well as known conservative Republican figures from around the country, such as Orrin Hatch, who was with us yesterday.
As you prepare to head home again, what sort of lessons or ideas or strategies or approaches are you bringing back to apply as you work on the McCain campaign here in Sonoma County and in Northern California?
The sheer energy that we are seeing here for Governor Palin and Senator McCain is something that will come back with me to Sonoma County and with all of the delegates that will be going back to California and the rest of the country. I think as we saw last night with Sarah's excellent speech, that energy is going to go all across the country, and I think people are going to continue to feel the strength of that common sense conservative message.
With all that's gone before, what does Senator McCain need to do tonight to send everybody off on a high note?
I'm confident that what the senator will do tonight is remind the American people that he has served his country honorably since the age of 17. He has not been afraid to hold government accountable, calling it as he sees it, regardless of whether that has been popular with his party or not. We look at a dangerous world where our opponents are offering the most liberal and least experienced person ever to run for president of the United States on a major ticket. And Senator McCain and Governor Palin bring a breath of fresh air and the preparation to bring true change to Washington.
Well, I guess some changes are in order for you as you head home tomorrow, but I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us during your stay in Minneapolis.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure to speak with you these last 3 days.